Earlier this month, a wildfire on Iron Mountain in south-central Colorado barely missed the family home of commentator Craig Childs. He has visited the area and found that many of his neighbors were not so fortunate.
A house is freshly burned to the foundation. I walk nervously through what had been a family's life only a couple of days ago. The hard parts are all that's left. A sink, copper plumbing, steel food cans boiled to bursting. Not far away, a wooden porch swing is suspended from a sturdy ponderosa branch. The fire had tasted one side of the tree and blackened the ground, but the swing is untouched. My wife's grandmother was one of the last to evacuate. Down to the final hour, she was working as the fire dispatcher. Then the phone line burned down. The fire exploded over a ridge out her front window. In 5 minutes, it had torched the forest all the way to the base. She abandoned the radio, grabbed her cat, and fled. Her house is still standing, her flower garden pristine against naked black hills. Not far to the north, I can see new firestorm clouds roiling upward. It looks like a Mount St. Helens blast, as if the earth has exploded into churning thunderhead anvils 20,000 feet high. On the ground, the mind of the fire is written everywhere, its decisions and indecisions branded onto the countryside. Here I am walking by a ring of vehicles and a home, everything reduced to ashes and skeletons. The windshield of the truck is melted and poured into the cab, left dripping like candle wax. Next to this cremation is a quarter-acre corral of grass dry as newsprint. The fire had boiled around it right up to its feeble wire fence, melting the outside of the chain lock, but it did not go in. Seed heads of grass still bow toward the ground. You might imagine that a wildfire is nothing but an indiscriminate flash across the land, an image from Bambi of animals stampeding away from a relentless wall of flame. But the fire is more like an animal itself. Here it made delicate turns, searing enormous question marks into the forest, snaking through to touch a house and burn it down. Walking along the spray of air-dropped slurry, I arrive at a couple of pine tree stumps, still billowing smoke. The stumps stand like volcanoes, their insides hollowed out, smooth and white as ivory. I walk to one of these fuming, hissing stumps, and a flame suddenly curls out of it, quick as a serpent. I crouch there, watching it rise and fall. This is what they mean when they say the fire is contained. It is not dead. It hides in the cradles of black trees. I feel as if I have come across a secret animal in the forest, one missed by the fire crews and the blankets of retardant. It is small and modest, but I can see its sharp teeth. I want to touch this remnant of the wildfire, but I can see around me how hard it bites.
The comments of Craig Childs, whose most recent book is The Desert Cries. He lives in western Colorado.